the red flag laws have been enacted in almost half the states already. All he wants the Justice Department to do there is to propose a model red flag law, and we'll have to see what the Justice Department comes out with. A red flag law permits police or family members to petition a state court judge to order the temporary removal of firearms from a person who might present a danger to others or themselves. And typically the judge makes the determination on based on statements from other people. They don't call the person in. And so there are some due process questions about this. There are some really good red flag laws that respect these due process rights. There are some bad ones as well that are being challenged in court. But if the Justice Department comes up with a good one that that balances the need for immediate action with due process rights of the person who is being targeted, I think that's fine.
Seems to me that that would be, unless very narrowly drawn, that is just ripe for abuse. You have two people who are breaking up in a bad relationship. One of them makes an accusation out of vengeance rather than a real concern over safety. And then you got a person whose liberty's taken away.
Yes, and that is certainly why there needs to be written into any model law protections for the due process rights of the person whose guns are being confiscated. And as I said, some laws do a good job at that in some states, but in other states, particularly laws that were hastily pushed through, I mean, there's a lot of emotion behind this, of course. And but you have to, as you said, there is a wide range of potential abuse here if we don't protect the constitutional rights of those who are targeted.